Fireworks will again explode in brilliant colors over the Connecticut River in Springfield this 4th of July. In another step toward a post-pandemic return to normalcy, Independence Day will be celebrated with music, food, fireworks, and an anticipated large crowd at an event called Star Spangled Springfield. Spirit of Springfield President Judy Matt likened the decision to hold the holiday celebration to 10 years ago when the show went on just a month after a tornado tore through a third of the city, upsetting lives and livelihoods.
Well, now we can say that no pandemic is stronger than our community. Yeah.
Matt, along with Mayor Dominic Sarno, other city officials and event sponsors, announced plans for the festivities at Riverfront Park Wednesday. Sarno said he greenlighted the fireworks show after consulting with his public health and safety advisors.
I just think it sends one hell of a message, again, of Springfield's resiliency.
Spirit of Springfield has produced a fireworks show on July 4th since 1991. It was canceled last year, and the organization had announced this year's show would not take place. But when Governor Charlie Baker last week declared that COVID restrictions would end on May 29th, more than 2 months ahead of schedule, Matt said she started planning for the event that normally takes months to pull together. Her first phone call was to Fireworks by Grucci to secure the pyrotechnics.
They laughed a little bit about it because it's a lot. They don't put the fireworks off of a shelf. This is a big production.
Riverfront Park will be open all day for people to picnic. The program begins at 6 p.m. There will be face painters, balloon artists, musical performances, and food vendors. The fireworks begin at 9:30. There will be no restrictions on the size of the crowd allowed into the park and no social distancing. Public health guidance says people who are vaccinated against COVID-19 do not have to wear masks when in a crowd.
It's going to be in the honor system. If they've been vaccinated, they do not have to wear a mask. If they choose to come and need a mask, we will have masks here for them.
Matt said there could be an even larger audience than in years past because other communities are not having fireworks shows.
That's what we do. We produce events to bring people together, and now we're able to do it.
This will be just the second time the event is held in Riverfront Park since it reopened in 2019, following a $3.5 million restoration. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.